Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. BYU football lands a commitment from McKay Hillstead, Utah State transfer quarterback. We've got a full write-up on that on KSLSports.com. We're breaking it down in greater detail. It was interesting, too, with McKay Hillstead. So Utah State, coming out of spring, they named Spencer Petras their starting quarterback as the leader.
Over Bryson Barnes.
Over Bryson Barnes. And Spencer Petras, it's interesting, he's the former Iowa quarterback. And Spencer Petras potentially has a chance to lead to two, maybe eventual starting quarterbacks in BYU history. Spencer Petras caused Zach Wilson to come to BYU.
You're right.
Because Zach Wilson was going to commit, or not commit, but take a visit to Iowa. That then got canceled because Spencer Petras committed to Iowa, which then led to Zach in 2018 taking a visit to BYU. Now, if Petras being named the starter at Utah State leads to McKay Hillstead coming to BYU and eventually being a starter, could be a little interesting footnote on Spencer Petras. But what's noteworthy about this is, as Blake Anderson told the KSL Sports Zone a couple weeks ago on Hands and Scotty G, that out of all the transfer portal losses they've had in the portal, McKay Hillstead was a surprise to him. So it wasn't like it was one of those deals where it was force him out. Because we always have to remember that with the portal. Sometimes when you get a guy, you go, was he kind of forced out? Is this really, oh, you got this guy from this school, but is it that big of an addition? What were the dynamics in play for causing him to enter the portal? Blake Anderson, did I say Gary? Is Blake Anderson the head coach? Blake Anderson. He told Hans Scotty G a couple weeks ago that was a surprise. Well, he's one of three players that has left in this post-spring window. That was a surprise. So this wasn't some deal where McKay Hill said was forced out. He was viewed in high regards, just they're kind of going with the senior who's a little more experienced, a little more reps for them. They felt like that was the move to go, but they still view McKay Hillstead in high regard.
It's a fascinating addition just because there's so many guys in the quarterback room. And you have to wonder, too, what impact does this have on Gary Bohannon? And we're not going to know until the season is underway. We get a tangible depth chart and we see how things unfold. But it does make you wonder if they felt like Gary didn't lock down anything.
Yeah.
And is the door open? And that is exciting in the regard that, look, I like what you said in the last segment, even though I think it's crazy. I'm all for it. You got to find someone. Someone's got to hit. And Jake cannot do what he did last year and expect to keep the job. Like, flashes of brilliance aren't enough. Like, you got to win football games, and you've got to look good doing it. Because Jake looked great in the Oklahoma game, besides the devastating turnovers. But outside of that, I wasn't blown away by anything. I do think there's a lot of room for growth from him. We do need to remember that Jake's maybe a little bit behind where a normal quarterback would be because of the pandemic, right?
Sure.
And his recruiting would have been totally different. He was kind of thrust into action at a tough point of BYU season, and there wasn't a lot of repetitions given to him because they were all in on Keaton Slovis, and then he didn't have, just because of the pandemic as well. So we do need to keep that in mind with Jake. It would not surprise me at all if he took a big step. It wouldn't. But in the case that he doesn't, you then got to be quick to find the next guy. And if you got to go down to Hillstead or even further, we got to find someone. There's got to be a hit, because all the momentum that BYU football lost after Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall, it's gone now. And you got to find a way to capture that back. And you need good quarterback play.
I thought Gary Bohannon looked really good in the final week of spring. I think that, you know, I wasn't wowed by either Retzlaff or Bohannon earlier parts of spring. I thought the final week Bohannon looked pretty good. I thought he showed better arm strength than I was expecting. I think in a perfect world, Retzlaff becomes the guy for BYU, and because he gives you 2 years, and he could give you that. And I think that it would be a great story, because I go back to that West Virginia game, even though it was a blowout loss, there were moments where I thought his first game, he looked pretty good.
Totally.
And in the Oklahoma and Oklahoma State games, he put BYU in spots to win those games. Can he get it over the hump? Can he get BYU to the finish line and win those games? Because I forget, they were a 3-touchdown underdog against Oklahoma. I mean, that's not, you know, typical BYU operating space where you're a 3-touchdown dog against someone at home. That's where they were. And he had him in a spot to win that game. But, I just think that Hillstead, at a minimum, hopefully sends the signal to Retzlaff and Bohannon, you better be on your A game, because if you're not, there will be Borgay. There will be Hilstead. There are options that they will turn to if needed as they go through this depth chart.
News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side, the top five.